We are back to review 3 episodes of Black Ink Crew Chicago. The drama is thick, and we're here to review it. It's up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, it's all about kissing girls this week.
No comment. I feel like I'm about to be forced to say some shit that I really don't want to say.
Speak your truth. I kissed a girl and I liked it. Her name is Lily.
Did you run her whole facts first?
Who's whole facts? Lily's right, a cat. One?
I don't know. What's up, everybody? My name is Carmelita Simone, and we are your hosts for the Black Ink Crew Chicago After Buzz. I'm here with my two homegirls.
Yeah, what's up, guys? I'm glad to be back. We were on a little bit of a break. I'm Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
Hey, Pete. So glad to be back. I know a few of you guys were asking for us. I am Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Yes, now we took a little break for the holiday. Mm-hmm. We had a, you know, a nice, relaxing Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was really good.
It was good. My birthday was Saturday. I turned up.
Hey, happy birthday, Kiki Boom.
Thank you.
It was some shots. It's a sad.
I know. We're going to take care of that a little after.
Yes, we're going to have a little after buzz, girl. Well, it's good to hear you had a good birthday.
Yeah, you had a good Thanksgiving?
I did. That's good. I had a good time. And I had to sit at home. I got a chance to binge watch for the first time because, you know, we had our break last week for the holiday. Mm-hmm. So I got to, like, sit and watch episode after episode.
Oh, that's
and
dope.
Just relax and catch up.
Marie got to go back home to Chicago where this show takes place.
Where it all takes place.
Awesome. Where do we start?
Girl.
Well, the drama's getting thick. We left off with everybody at the house fighting. Yeah. We never got a chance to catch up after that.
Right. That was it. Everybody was in shambles.
So Kat spilled the damn tea. Yeah.
She spilled the pot.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Now, we've been waiting for a long time to find out what this mystery is that Ryan claims we haven't seen anything yet.
He claims that
he hasn't done anything. He claims that we haven't seen anything. He's blaming everything on production. It's all about the voiceovers. It's all about everything but Ryan doing the wrong thing.
Ryan
and Rachel losing on production.
Child.
You knew that motherfucking shellfish was on my steak when you sent it down there. I'm sure that's how that shit started.
You already know.
And then Rachel's popping off because Rachel's looking like she's like low-key brainwashed popping off. Like she's shifting all of the blame onto production. She's still in like ride or die mode.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But come to find out the next week, you tell me if I'm wrong. Ryan goes home and admits that he has the affair, right? When he was talking to his mom?
When he talked to his mom, he sugarcoated it. The way he put it was, me and Kat messed around before me and Rachel got back together. Mm-hmm. When I went to the lake house, we kissed. That's how he made it. That's how he
put it only
to mama.
But
mama knew.
Mama gave him the look like,
yeah,
that's really? Your whole thing?
Okay.
You stupid?
Mama knew.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, the way he was wording it was like, it was almost like he was snitching on himself and he didn't realize it because he was like, you know, we had what we had and it was, you know,
I kind of feel like
she was never going to be this and that. And
well, yeah, a little bit in that sense.
And the mom knows. The
mothers
mom
know their children.
Son.
Know, right? And he's a boy and women know men and she knows her son and she knows Kat. So it's not like Kat, like Danielle said, it's not like Kat's a random girl. Like Kat has been a part of the family for a minute and mom has known Kat for years. Mm-hmm. So she knows their relationship, but she also knows his and Rachel's relationship. So I think mom's looking at it like, my son, that's your whole thing. Like, but he put it to his parents like, by the way, we did mess around before Rachel, but we only kissed.
But when he was talking to Rachel, he had sat down and took Rachel out for the little, let me try to be sentimental and take you on a little pony ride or whatever it was, the carriage ride. It's like, he's like, yeah, I don't know. I'm confused because on one end he's saying, we didn't do anything. You making all this stuff up. Why would you do this for a storyline? And then on the other hand, he's actually admitted. To me, it sounds like he's admitting it. Like his moments.
I think everything that it is with him is that he doesn't really want all of this on the show.
I agree.
Right. Everything happened, but he's trying to save face. Yeah. So he's going to deny on the show. And he's already possibly kind of handled things with Rachel. Like, that's why I've been saying that, you know, she knew something to go off on production like that. It's just right. that they don't want their business out on the show.
I think things went down.
He's admitting that. Because also on tonight's episode, he said something along the lines of like, oh, it takes two to tango. It takes two to do this. Do what then?
Right.
Exactly. So it's like he'll throw little seeds out there.
So,
but
he definitely
did something.
I think he's just trying to save face for TV.
Right. And he, you know, his whole thing is editing,
because
no production.
One had said that. And no one had said anything was actually done. No one named an action. Ryan was saying a kiss happened.
Right.
Which, whatever. And nobody claimed anything until Kat put it out there, like, you was eating my pussy all summer, several times. I bopped you once. I bopped you back once, right? But for the most part, you was carpet munching all summer.
All summer long, bro. Mm-hmm.
And you got to be accountable for what you did.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to be very wary of why, like, my faith in Kat is starting to break a little bit. Mm-hmm.
You know, the way Ryan puts it, Ryan has been stating a lot of this is just for TV, which means he's not saying it didn't happen, but what he's saying is why it's being revealed is because a lot of motherfuckers sold their souls to put their storylines on TV. So in real life, this is something she would probably never confess. She'd probably tell her two girls like she did, but she wouldn't put her business out there. But now you have a contract, you have fans, your shop is growing. VH1 comes to you with a cute little deal. Like, if you just say X, Y, and Z, and I think Ryan looks at it like, bro, we didn't agree to any of this. You the homie, we fucked, we were cool, but now you're putting everything out on Front Street, and I don't rock like that. And I think that's why he gets so angry, like, yo, what are you doing?
Because basically, for real, if we break this shit down, it's looking like Kat was the side girl. And Kat was cool with being the side girl until production threw her in a situation. Right. And when you get thrown in situations where people are influencing you to act a certain way, you're stuck there. You got the pressure of the cameras and shit. And you see him treating his woman like a lady in front of you. Mm-hmm. All of that might have made you jump off the deep end yourself.
You think she was a
because
side chick?
Because if you was really my side, like, I was on YouTube. I rewatched one of our reviews. Right. And then I came across a clip of Ryan when Kat first wanted to leave Chicago. Mm-hmm. And Ryan was, like, consoling her. They were sitting on the stoop. He was saying, this has always been your family. I'm going to always love you. And the camaraderie between them, the title was, he never wanted her to leave. That was the title of the video. If y'all are watching, go watch that.
Right.
Because their love was so real and so strong that I don't understand how he could get to a place where he's not even speaking to her unless she seriously betrayed some shit that they had going on.
Well, you know, sometimes I agree, but then I don't, because sometimes men will. I'm a super tomboy, and I have a lot of male friends.
Right.
I've dated some of my male friends. Mm-hmm. And as a female, when you're loyal to your friends, to them, to you, that's still your boy. Sometimes you guys cross the line. When that man gets a new girlfriend, he will do whatever it takes to save, if he's in love with her, to save their relationship. Do I think Ryan hates Kat? No. But I think, to him, this is a girl that he's been waiting for 7 years. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Uh-huh. I don't think Kat did anything to betray him. I just think he's like, yo, I got to push this girl far away from me, and I got to let Rachel know. Because, like, he told his mother, Rachel asked me if me and Kat messed around, and I lied and told her no. So I think for Ryan, he's like, fuck, I already lied to you once. I now have to make Kat look some type of... I got to make her look bad.
You wouldn't even speak to Kat. Like, why would you, like...
Because he lied to Rachel.
Mm-hmm. And now he can't have any type of relationship with Kat anymore. Like, they can't be friends. It's like, he can't have anything with her.
No.
Like, you just said, he's definitely going to do whatever it takes to really push her away.
But he was legit looking right in her face like, what? Do what? What we do? What?
Because he has to. Like, he said in the confessional, he's like, do they think my girl's going to let me come and work here after I won? Just lie. You could tell Rachel's the type of woman who don't deal with bullshit like that. So he's like, you think that I can come back in here and work with her? It doesn't work
well,
like
that. Well, this is rehashing all sorts of tensions, not just between Ryan and his girl, but also between Ryan and Van. Mm-hmm. But it's looking like between Junior and Ryan.
Ryan and Van. Like, yeah, we'll Van.
Now, Van, okay, so I'm learning more about Ryan, about Van and Kat's relationship, because it's looking like they're best friends. I didn't know they were besties. Mm-hmm. And so when the shit hits the fan, they come back from Cabo and they let Van know. And Van is like, oh, my God, no, Kat. It's seeming like everybody been knowing that they was messing around. Because, you know, everybody is so confident. They're not like, well, did you hear about what happened? Did this happen
Nobody's
in the bathroom?
Really shocked.
Everybody's
no
like,
shocked.
Yo,
yeah.
tell your girl the truth,
because this is probably gonna
look like a man
relationship. But right. like Danielle says, no one cares. Let's just get back to work. Ryan's the only one who cares.
Well, first of all, Danielle, because Kat does go to her girls to to be consoled, and they even throw her a birthday party at the shop, and Kat shows up like looking like with her freakum dress on. Okay, that motherfucking freakum dress was painted on. And I low key was like, I wonder if she thought Ryan might be there, or was that just her fuck you moment?
A little bit of both. Like, I have to be, just in case he wants to be petty and walk in here. Like, I have to be.
You can't be all
Van is Van is like, what you won't do is make us turn our back on our homegirl because of whatever decision y'all made. Like, you can't keep your shit in your pants. You messed up with your girl. What's that got to do with her family? Like, we've been loyal to this girl
from the beginning. Feels like he owns the shop or has part. He feels like he always has a say.
Always.
You know what I mean? So that's another issue.
And he's that rehashes that situation.
It brings up their old beef.
Yeah, and now I see why everybody was so concerned with us hitting that nail on the head in the beginning, because it's like, whose shop is it for real? Mm-hmm. Because Van, obviously, he's back to his old ways. Like, well, you know what? She has the authority to walk back up in here if she wants to. She's fam. This is going down. And does it without Ryan's approval or anybody's approval. And next thing you know, Kat has the party. And now Kat is back. And Ryan's been missing
Loves Kat.
Ryan not even missing. The four party. Kat's birthday party. And then when he finds out that she's going to... No, four snitches.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Four calls Ryan like... Yo, they in here talking about letting Kat come back. And I know you're trying to get your shit together. Ryan is ghost. You know what I'm saying? And Ryan decides to...
I think that was smart.
Yeah, but four, you were smashing before too. Like, your girl...
He's more Ryan's friend than anyone kind of else in the shop. Like, maybe it's Don, Ryan, and four. You know, that's a little, like, guy crew. You know what I mean? So, yeah, if it's Van and the girl sitting there trying to get Kat, like, I'm going to look out for my dude.
I think it was...
Let him know what's going on.
He's
going to
look out for his boy, because that's his friend. I don't think he was trying to throw Kat on the bus. He's just saying, bro, before you walk up in here, I know you're going through something with Rachel. I'm just giving you a heads up.
Do y'all feel like Kat didn't get enough out of that moment? Because, all right, look, check it out. Kat went, she snitched, right? She said how she was feeling. It was on the surface. She said, you're not going to treat me like a side bitch. That's what you're not going to do, right? But when Rachel wasn't around, she let him eat her pussy.
Right.
At the lake house. Now she's around. She feels guilty. He says what he says. He doesn't say anything to her. He goes off on productions. He goes off on production. And then they just leave, and she never gets her satisfaction of a conversation. She never gets her closure. Mm-hmm. So then she has the birthday party. Then she comes back to do tattoos. Right. And it's like she doesn't, like, why? I wouldn't want to be back in that shop. If I was the bomb tattoo artist and I had to come back, I would do a tattoo tour. I would do the pop-up. But until I got things resolved with him.
Yeah.
And especially because we're having an issue of, like, exchange of power. For me, I look at it like that. Like, we're having that issue of, like, who's going to believe who, you know, who's really telling the truth and who's not. It's a little struggle right now. And then since, like, I can't give you the upper hand of saying you want to kick me out of your shop as well. Like, that is kind of his shop, and he can do that. So she has no bearing there, even though she's like, I've helped you build this. I've been the only one to believe in you this whole time, blah, 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 blah. But he can put her out. So if we're already having this argument, if I already feel a little bit, you know, bad about the situation, I feel like you've already played me once dealing with the whole situation of your girl. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit there and give you you the opportunity to play me again. So for me, I wouldn't be in that shot.
That's why, like, I said, I don't think she got enough out of the moment. Like, I think she wanted more. She was like, I'm not done with you. She was like, that didn't hurt you the first time. It didn't break you and Rachel up. Not saying that she thought it was going to break her and Rachel up, but whatever she wanted to get out of it.
She probably wanted more of it. I think half of her just wanted to be around. Like, I feel like Chicago, like NYMEG, is this the place you want to go and be?
Because he would kept ignoring her. That's what egged her on.
But I think she just wanted to be with her peoples. Yes, it's uncomfortable. I probably wouldn't have went back to the shop. But you got to, like, this.
But then again, I might have. Like, nigga, whatever.
I would have been there to argue. I'm petty like that. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't have been there to work. You wouldn't have had my...
Not work.
I don't need you to be here and tattoo here or anything like that. Like, I don't need... But I would have been there, like...
But I would have came there chilling because they've been friends for a long time. Kat is not a random chick from the street. Right. These are her peoples. They've built the shop. So I would have came back. I'm here from LA. We chilling. I'm not going to address Ryan. I'm going to keep it moving. Out of respect, I probably wouldn't have had worked. I would have done my own thing or done my own outside tattooing thing. Mm-hmm. But I would have been back there like, why can't we be in the same room? I'm not going to talk. These are, we're family.
Well, they end up in the same room and she loses it. Bitch, she spills the whole teapot over all on the floor. So they messed up the hardwood. Mm. Everything is just going down. Okay.
Basement.
And it had never been announced that what happened, but obviously he gave her some head.
Mm-hmm. She put it out there.
A lot of head.
A lot.
And you could see, like, oh, my God, like, why would you say more? And the truth of the matter is, why would you say more? If it, like, I'm confused watching
this. It's a reality TV show that's not really reality. Like, we got to also look at it like, this isn't real life. And what I mean by that, not saying these things haven't happened, but if this was a real life situation.
It's too real life.
No, it's a real life.
Exaggerating.
They're exaggerating. Like, these things have happened, but the way they're reacting is not real life. Like, I feel like if this was real life, which they did fuck around with each other, she would have said her piece and they would have been out. It wouldn't have been like, you ain't my bus. It's one of those things where I feel like production, sorry audience, probably came and was like, can you just elaborate on this a little bit more? And that's why I think Ryan takes himself away from the shop. Because one thing Ryan will consistently say online is, this is a TV show, this shit fake, because I really feel, and that's why I think him and Rachel was so pressed to go off on production, because it was like, nah, bro, we already had a deal. Mm-hmm. Y'all going off on a different story. Yes, it happened, but that wasn't even a part of what's happening. And I think he's looking at his old friend like, bitch, yeah, we fucked, but what are you doing? What are you doing?
Like, you knew what it
and
was.
And I think that's really what it is. Like, he's looking at her like, you're insane. He's looking at, I think, everybody in that shop like,
you sold your soul.
What are we doing?
Like you blowing up our spot? Right. Like,
yes, you were my boo, but cut
it
out.
That's what I said is extra real. Like, it's extra real. Like, that tension is not fake.
Yeah, it's not fake because she's making it more like they're... It's like, this could be avoided.
But would you... Okay, if that's like... If you was messing with a guy for years and years and years and... You got put in a position where you felt guilty. But see, she played herself low-key, dog.
But here's the thing, though.
It's hard. It's so hard to not be judgmental against any side because we really don't know what's going on. And it is a TV show.
Right.
But it's like, if you did what you did happily, like when we opened that door and saw you in that bathroom, you had a smile on your face. Right. Like you didn't feel guilty. You should have been, put your big girl drawers on. No matter what the situation was, you should have stayed to yourself. Like, I wouldn't have been playing drunk games with everybody. Like, I would have literally, if I felt that bad, I would have been like, bitch, I'm laying low this whole
time. But trip. I don't think she felt bad after everything happened.
She felt bad. Remember, she was trying to tell her from the jump. When they got there, she tried to pull her to the side and Rachel was like, oh, I ain't seen you in a while, girl.
Right.
You know, so.
No, I mean like after the lake. Like, I think during
she
you had your moment,
she did it off
but I
camera.
Think after, I think to her, it was like Ryan was still hitting her up after the lake house. And I think once she realized that him and Rachel were still together, shit was like, oh, wait, whoa, like, what's happening?
He just didn't think he was going to get thrown under the bus
that's
on camera.
Is.
It's some real situation.
That's
you really
all it
was smashing her on the low. You really actually really care about her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. Like,
I just think Ryan and
I think both of them went a little far. Like, you should have admitted it and not made her look like a liar, but at the same time, it didn't have to come up. As far as Danielle giving all this advice about what Kat should and shouldn't do and how she should feel, Danielle, you're on timeout. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't let that bitch give me any advice at this time.
She's horrible.
And I know I'm commenting on the TV show Danielle and not the real life Danielle because production probably put her up to it. But dog, like, you threw your best friend under an 18-wheeler.
It's production.
For real. I don't know.
That's
though.
Shady. You don't That's get to sit shady. And give me any advice. It's all super this shit shady. Is your fault as a negligent ass friend for throwing me in the middle of a messy ass situation. Mm-hmm. So I guess we still waiting because it's another confrontation between everybody, you know, but on to other things. Mm-hmm. I hate to spend so much time, but I had to address that shit.
It's all good.
Weeks, you know? And I still don't know what to think. I know that Ryan is caught, and he's trying not to. Mm-hmm. It wasn't me. I'm not revealing shit that don't need to be revealed. Right. I'm mm-hmm. keeping my mouth shut, and I can't believe you still talking, bitch. Like, it's already fucked
up. I think that's really
up.
What it is.
Yeah. Like, really, why are you like, still
and
talking?
I think she, and I think she took the TV route, and, like, mm-hmm. they all did sign the contract and said, if I'm getting these coins and now I got a new shop in L.A.,
right,
I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. And I think he's looking at it like, wow.
I mean, it is a way for her to stay, have a storyline and stay on exactly. the show with her being all the way in she L.A. About, she needs something to relate her
exactly.
back to Chicago.
She thinks about her career, and sometimes shit comes first before anything.
Well, shout out to my second favorite person of the past 3 weeks, Charmaine.
I love her.
I love Charmaine.
Charmaine.
So after her boyfriend caused all this trouble by taking everybody to Cabo,
Neek,
talk about Charmaine. You need to calm down. He pops up talking about a 6-month escapade to Africa.
I already told you I ain't like when Neek be talking to her like that.
No, that's and he be boo. Trying to low key sun her like that nerdy sun and like that. A little straight to the point.
It's like he wants Charmaine to be home and barefoot. And
yeah, he does. Yeah. He's that type.
He gets to do whatever he wants to do.
He's that type of personality.
I don't
of a
like
man.
That. I do love
he's
Neek
like
for
a nerdy
Charmaine.
Doctor that like ties his wife up at night. Yeah, shit.
Charmaine would like that.
Shit. Yeah, that's why that makes
like
sense.
But very strong, very like head of the household type of personality. Yeah. Like I'm the man. I do this. I bring home the bacon. Exactly. You cook it.
I have
that
two
type.
Questions for Neek though. What is weather engineering? Sounds very scary.
It sounds very expensive.
Why
and
are
rich.
You going to Africa to do it? Don't leave Africa alone.
Maybe he making
it's been enough
alone.
Weird shit happening in the weather long enough. We do not need you going to Africa to do
all
weather
I'm
engineering.
Say is, him going to Africa was a way for her to take all her friends to Cabo on his credit card. So maybe he's bringing in the cakes.
It's not at the
I just don't like,
of a fake hurricane.
I just don't like
if it's a hurricane in Africa, we know some shit is up. Like, hell
well,
no.
I mean, there is a place. I'll tell y'all later if you
a
just Google it. There's a place that they mess with the weather. And it's government funded.
That's a whole other thing.
That's
yes.
a whole other okay. thing. But he's an engineer. I just don't
I
like that.
Fake storm.
He's like.
The whole stream just got cut off. Like,
we've been kidnapped. They're like, abort.
Right after this short break.
Nah, I just don't like that. He's like, I'm out, but you got to stay here.
Well, honey, he got inspired. She got inspired to keep her man, okay?
Ooh, which
she went and bought a ring, honey.
I'll never be that inspired.
I would say, would y'all ever propose to your boyfriends or girlfriends or significant other?
It's not for me. Like, if you want to do it, if you feel that confident that things are going to go your way, great, do your thing. But for me personally, I wouldn't do that. I don't want to.
I just would like to quote my favorite book, The Book of Charmaine, Scriptures 1-3.
Uh-huh.
She says, if the dick has a curve to the left, you know it's right. Can I get an amen?
No, that's right.
Book of Charmaine. No, I mean, that's not for me. And I'm super independent. Women should do their thing. But I just think that that's romantic and a man should do that. And but if you do that, if women want to propose, do your thing. I'm here for it. I just couldn't.
Well, she did it at a party with all her friends.
Drunk.
And got
Wrong time.
Wrong place. She got treated.
I just love that Kat and Danielle's reaction is like.
Now Kat's homegirl's senses are on point. Like,
oh, she's a good friend.
Yeah, she's a good ass homegirl. That's for sure.
She had her friends back.
Right. So she played it off like, we told her you were.
Even
a real
though Charmaine's
man.
Speech was a little weird and she kind of threw Kat. I'm like, can y'all leave Kat alone?
Why was she? And so and yo, I feel like I hate to do that. I hate
Kat. I'm like, leave Kat alone, y'all.
I feel like when Kat feels vulnerable, she does weird shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
Kat, what's your sign?
Kat was cool and even, okay, shout out to Nikki. We got to see Nikki do some mature shit this week. It was mature girlfriend week.
So proud of it. Mm-hmm. was mature girlfriend week. I'm proud of her and I'm proud of Ashley.
And wife.
And Whitney.
Wife. Do not call
wife.
Ashley.
Oh, Ashley's
right.
wife.
Don't call Miss Bishop a girlfriend. She be losing, honey. That's a wife.
And I'm proud of Whitney, husband. Like, all the women have stepped up and they've matured.
Yeah, Nikki invites Kat. I thought it was weird, but I was like, okay, let's roll with it.
Kat invites her to wear lingerie around her
because Kat is no longer a threat. After she's seen what happened with Rachel and Ryan, she ain't thinking about four.
And after I seen Nikki in that lingerie, I was like, oh, she ain't.
Nikki's body
she ain't worried.
Nikki's body's banging.
Probably did that on purpose.
Nikki
of course.
Told
you in lingerie.
He's not getting a baby.
Now look at me.
How do y'all feel about that? 4 months a baby. Their relationship's new.
She was like, I ain't get this body to mess it up this
okay.
way.
Right? That's how I feel.
I just got this fat transfer and I ain't trying to make it, put it back.
Not yet, right?
Like, can I get a few years with this body?
Right?
I feel
Let me enjoy it. I'm going to let you enjoy it as well if it's not that much.
That body's beautiful and I don't blame her. And she's only 24. Like, 4 is 30 and she's 24. So it's a big, and that's the thing with men dating, and this is not to them, but I was having this conversation with a male friend and he said he had a date with a younger chick. I'm like, that's all dandy, but it's like, the whole daddy issue thing, because it's weird because y'all want the women to do old women shit and these are young girls who want to live their lives and you can't try to tie them down and be like, give me a baby, I'm 35
that's
and
just a man
you're 20
thing.
And it's like
a man like to spread their seed. If they love you, they want to have a baby with you. They want to have a baby with probably most of the women they love. They just
no
they
do, but I just think when
it.
It's what so many men get these young women and they're like, I know you're 20 and I'm 40.
But take care of me
like
my mommy.
Man, I just was born 20 years ago. Right, I want to now live my life.
Yeah. I think it's in a man's nature to be able to keep dating younger.
And
because he can always have kids up until he's 70.
A man can
80,
always have a kid.
Whatever.
But I just think it's crazy like when men date younger women, like because I know why they do it, but sometimes you can't expect them to want to, like, you're 35 and you already reached that point.
And especially like when you date this,
and especially this day,
feel
like
different.
More women want to work.
Yes.
More women want to be their own woman, be independent and things like that, and want to be able to balance both. So guess what? Right now, Nikki has her business.
She has her time.
It's not time.
And even like
Nikki
millennials,
young,
we
so
usually don't start until we're like damn near 30.
Yeah.
So in this day and age, women
later.
Are like, ooh, baby, I give you a baby at 50.
Women having kids at 35
because
I'm going to
be 65.
That's what
we can
do now. They're off to a good start. They have an amazing crib.
They look beautiful together. The
they
crib
have a
is
puppy.
Bomb.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Now that they
that's
live
a good
together.
Step in a relationship to get the dog. You know, it's like the pre-baby phase.
Take care of that.
Yeah, do the doggy first.
Right. And then
let's pick up after the doggy and then we can see if we can do the baby.
But back to Charmaine played. Low-key played Cat in the middle of the party. Like, y'all on... I see why you got chose, Nikki. Hi, Cat. You been around it. I'm like, oh.
Why
you do that to your girl?
Everyone was looking like, where are we going
and
with this?
And Cat kind of started feeling away. And next thing you know, she starts getting close to Lily. Talk about, she's so beautiful. I think she's a great person. And I'm like, no.
Stay away from her. That girl
I'm
is
like,
toxic.
Back up.
She's very toxic.
And I almost felt like maybe that was her, like... moment to like override the feelings of not being Forrest girl, not getting chose by Ryan either, and having attention, all this intense energy, needy maybe off, possibly off of Lily, because it's like, Lily, dog, like you just got there, you didn't play with Junior time and time again, which she does at the party again, like Junior gives her a compliment and she
but
goes
I will
off.
Say this, yes, Lily is a psychopath, but I can see why some things she was doing to Junior now, because Lily didn't expose this on Instagram last week. She's like, Junior had a whole girlfriend living with him.
Man,
while him and Lily
listen,
were dating.
All of that shit is excuses. If you sign up for this is the message for Nine Mag. If you sign up for some shit, like, that's the life you chose.
Right.
Like, stop saying, I'm going to treat him bad because I found
out.
Well,
no, not that.
Separate
also,
yourself.
Was
if,
this after
if you
the
don't
fact?
Like it,
right.
back off.
Not, I'm not excusing
like
Lily's
after.
Actions. I'm just saying.
I'm not going to hold on
but
to
I am
going to
call Junior out, though,
them.
Because it would be a double standard if it was her doing the same thing. And I felt like we were coming hard when she had, what's that little...
But in the same 5 minutes, the next 5 minutes, she'll be like, I mean, we do what we do. If
no,
we do
she's
we do.
Crazy.
So you're having fun.
She's horrible, but I want to call Junior out on that. Because
but, and then I just felt
if
like,
it was Lily, if it was a woman, we'd be like, oh, it would be a double standard. But I feel like no one's calling Junior. I love Junior, but Junior, that is kind of shady. Like, you mad at everything Lily did, which you had every right to be, but you had a whole girlfriend living with you. And I get this is reality TV, and you probably don't want people to know about your girl. But now that we know the truth, that's your whole thing?
Yeah.
You stupid?
From Junior's standpoint, it's like, okay, you're wilding out and you are, you know, playing her.
She
just
she's crazy.
Know. But for Lily at the time, she didn't know. So your actions are purely like
no,
your
she's like
own
a legit
actions.
A psychopath.
Like, yeah,
but I'm still going to call Junior out like, yes, I'm crazy, but don't try to put shit on me when you have a whole girlfriend. Because don't talk about I'm kissing homeboy when you're fucking your girlfriend.
Well, she fucked up because she ain't say it was a part of the storyline. So as far as the storyline goes, she's just acting out. And she is recycling abusive behavior that she has endured in the past. She's just being bipolar when it comes to Junior and really like digging in on Junior. You know,
I don't
so,
feel bad for Junior.
But Lily, I don't really feel bad for Junior because Junior can hold his own.
Lily's crazy for sure.
But who I do feel bad for is Dawn.
Dawn
loses his sister this episode, who I've been suffering with emotional distress, and she decided to take her life.
That was heartbreaking.
Moment of silence for his beloved sister, seriously. God bless your whole family, Dawn.
Prayers out.
Prayers to you, good positive energy surrounding you and everyone who suffered the loss with you. Mm-hmm. It's a tragic thing. Emotions are serious. Call and check on your friends, people. Yeah. Try not to take people through extra emotional stress if you don't have to, because we're all fighting battles. Thank God we don't look like what we're going through, because the stories we wouldn't have as many Instagram selfies popping.
Honey.
Right.
If people really knew what was going on.
And I just say, like, you know, especially for the Black community, one thing that we don't address is mental illness and therapy. And now in 2017, a lot of us are addressing it more. And I just want a lot of us to address it more, to understand where it comes from. This isn't a thing. Depression is just nothing you wake up with. Mm-hmm. It's a mental illness, and your family and loved ones are suffering. And I feel
you
for...
You can't just cheer up.
You can't you just can't, do it. And people would say, outside. How come they can't be happy and they have this?
Pull yourself up.
You have to understand that this is a real life thing. Mm-hmm. And my prayers, and our prayers, and our love go out to Dawn and Four and his family and to his sister, because that's a real tragic thing.
Yeah. So. And for anyone who is going through that, if you have insurance, therapy is there for you. I know sometimes we always think it's expensive.
Yeah.
Maybe for movies you see that, but it's a maybe even on just a $20 copay.
Yep.
So if you have insurance, you need help, you can go to therapy. Don't be afraid of it.
There's nothing wrong with
it. It's nothing wrong with it at all. They also put up a website at the end of this episode, halfofus.com. If you are out there struggling, if you don't have the means to be able to get the therapy or anything like that, check out that website if you are going through anything, because you need the help and don't be afraid to get it. And like we said, our prayers and condolences go out to Don and his family, especially we just came from a holiday. So I know that probably was tough as well.
To rewatch that and relive that, that was definitely
tough. But luckily he got to have his daughter back around him. Like his baby mama was tripping. I knew something was funny. I was like, maybe it's the new baby.
Oh, that's dope. They put the website up. Shout out to you after Buzz TV. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
If you guys want to check out the website, they put it up.
Don's baby mother is playing games with the kid because she's jealous because Don is glowing up in his relationship. Mm-hmm. And
that's what happens.
She don't feel
lot.
Like she's a part of it.
Sometimes that's hard when you do have to become a single parent, but you see the other parent like flourishing and they're getting things. You feel like you're not getting that. And I'm always torn with that situation. I don't have children, so I can't really... I hate to like give my opinion on it too much, but I'm going to.
I'm going to do it.
Because... It's hard because you feel like you're owed those things too, but not necessarily. Like you should have, hopefully he is taking care of his child, but no, that doesn't mean that you have to pull up in this same car. That doesn't mean that you're going to have this type of home. Right. Like you guys just share a child.
Right.
So he has to make sure the child is good.
Right.
That doesn't mean your life is about to
But
improve.
We're all humans. Nobody wants to feel like they're being loved less.
Yes.
Especially when you created a life with another person. Yeah.
And I think what you said, like I think she looks at, as a single mother, I'm a child of child support. And my mother and my great-grandmother did it by themselves. Mm-hmm. And my mom went through some things with my dad. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a good relationship with him now, but she went through some things where I'd say everyone need to be on child support, men and women. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think when you're a single parent, you look at the other person, they have their family and they're flourishing. Mm-hmm. But you're absolutely right. And I think everything's a learning experience.
Right.
Where I think you might flip out, but then you have to look back and be like, all right, is my baby good?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think she's probably a little upset because of the consistency, but it's like he's a working man. Mm-hmm. He has a family over here. Mm-hmm. You know, let's work together. Mm-hmm. And I think they probably will get to that point. Mm-hmm. You know, I think she was a little just fed up because she was looking at it like, damn, like, they popping. What am I doing? But no, girl, they probably have the same. They have struggles. You just can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? As long as he's there for that baby and the financial is there and she can eat and go to school, because babies are expensive. And I want men to know this.
Mm-hmm.
Just picking up your baby.
Right.
Like,
on the weekend.
You got to, babies need school, medicine, after school,
care,
sneakers,
love,
food.
Time.
Food is expensive. My goodness.
They need role models.
So as long as a baby is supported financially and physically and emotionally and you're there, then that we need to cope with. But I think you're right.
All right, real quick before we got to get out of here, predictions.
Oh,
I'm just excited.
Yo, next week?
Next week.
Well, I will say, that's what I'm going to say.
Prediction. I just want to say before predictions, though, I do want to give a shout out because, you know, the anniversary that came up, Trayvon Martin's dad was on the episode.
Oh, my gosh.
He got the tattoo. I had to bring that up because I'm like, yo, this episode was very emotional.
Yes, thank you for remembering that. Yeah.
I forget about the tattoos after
No, there's so much drama going on between Kat and Ryan. It sucks the life out of us.
Right.
So, but I did want to say shout out to Vanny and Kat.
And that Mama Matilda was amazing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. man. So the two fathers that lost their sons. Yes. Hashtag Trayvon yes. Martin. Hashtag Black Lives
Matter. I feel like that was Black history to get to, like, beautiful. When we were watching, mm-hmm. I'm like, to get to tattoo Trayvon's face on his ooh, dad, mm-hmm.
beautiful.
Who is such a monumental figure for this generation and mm-hmm. our struggles.
Yeah, he's and our like you said, Emmett Till's mother. Yes. That's our generation. Yeah.
So like, I feel like that was Black history. Like mm-hmm. for him to translate his art onto the father it's who beautiful. Is now yeah. carrying on the legacy of his son,
yeah.
who he feels like is a king now, yeah. and to see those friends get to tattoo side by side mm-hmm. is amazing. And it's a right that Ryan, as a good friend, should not be trying to take away from his friends.
Right.
Like, what I will say is, Ryan, it's time for you to man up to your mistakes, admit it, and work it out. Because the problem that you, what you're doing that's selfish is trying to turn all of your friends mm-hmm. against Kat because of your mistake. And I've been in that situation. Like, yeah. don't expect me to stop being friends with the friend who could right, get you right. fucked
we
over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You fucked the good friend over.
Exactly. We yeah. all
now
peoples.
We can't be friends with the good friend yeah. because no. what you did.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So you need to man up. Now that yeah. you see how it's affecting your family, and now you want to go back to my real family.
Right. When
now you
want to
say my real family as yeah. if don't none of this count now because your shit got, your car got mm-hmm. pulled. So come back, to the table, mm-hmm. be honest, work it out so that, or at least talk through your guilt mm-hmm. and come to a place where, because you don't have a right to do that, to alienate her from her right. home base. That's not fair. Yeah.
It's crazy.
But going back to the tattoo, and though, Kat, that he got, but going back to the tattoo real quick, that Trayvon Martin's father got, it was very symbolic because he got, it's somewhat of like King Tut, but with ooh, Trayvon yeah. Martin's face on it to show like we are kings and queens, and we have come from so much greatness. And other people try to take that from us. They're trying mm-hmm. to take that away from us mm-hmm. and label us as thugs and things like that. When we're not, we are kings and queens. And
that's
for him
right.
to get that tattoo, it's like, I'm going to honor my son because yes. he was a good kid.
He
was a king. He was a young Black man. He was not a threat mm-hmm. to anyone.
That's right. right. That's right. Ooh, that just gave me chills, girl.
Had to, just for a second.
My goodness.
I feel you. When it's one that spirit, gave me chills. Baby, say it. That's and what we're here for.
You know, it's so sad that we got to go back into a crazy moment, but I guess we could do
right.
back to predictions. Sorry. Yeah.
Go for it. No, I'm feeling it. No, when it's on your spirit, say it, girls. We're here for it.
That's amazing.
But,
predictions. So,
you got one?
This show is so stressful, but I love it. It's so good. I can't stop watching it. So well, I'll just say I'm just very excited for next week. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, Rachel is a very quiet young lady.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
she does
shit.
Not say much. But next week, she going to say something. Her braids look amazing, by the way.
She hollered listen, about Becky.
She said,
Rachel
Becky,
is a sniper. She is a silent killer.
She a silent killer.
Yeah, but don't come for Becky and not come and for Jigga in the elevator. Okay. Don't knock this lounge, bitch. You need to kick somebody's ass.
So here's the thing. I'm so happy that she said that moment, but then it's like, baby girl, you need to look at your man.
Right.
Because as a woman, I'm like, I wasn't in a relationship with you. You need to look at your partner. Don't make it seem like I was just a hungry hippo trying to suck your man's penis and like, give it to me. We both did something. Mm-hmm. And I feel Rachel probably feels disrespected, but it's like, don't come for me. But I am happy to hear Rachel's voice
yeah.
and to let her know, like, girl.
She never even, Kat never even came for Rachel,
she
though.
Did.
I haven't seen her come for Rachel. She actually did it out of guilt and did it for sympathy for Rachel, supposedly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But some of that shit was like, oh, fuck you, Ryan.
She calls her.
Oh, you really gonna do that?
She says, mm-hmm. Becky.
And then she says, tell the truth, Ryan. You never told me that you were getting back with her. So Kat's story is, like, shaky a little bit because she says, I knew he might get back with Ryan, and I told him, don't mess that up for this.
Mm,
and, you know, he was talking to me and talking to her. And
but the shade
so
that...
Is that the reason why you that mad? Because you ain't think he was really going to get back mm-hmm. with her?
I'm sure that is.
Yeah. I really think there was like an overlap situation. I don't think he cheated on Rachel.
But that shit was yeah. intense yeah. between them. It wasn't like...
Yeah, it was definitely, like she said, like we were very, very close. Because I've been in that position where
honey,
I was friends with someone for like years mm-hmm. and then we crossed that line, and then when you know I got hurt
never
in a situation, but when I got hurt it was like I was more so hurt because my friend hurt
yes.
me, not because of the person that I ended up talking to or having this
but you know
thing
what? I've been in a situation too where somebody I've liked for a very long time liked me back, and I kind of got with them, and then they had another situation, and that situation was like it ended up being, and I was like, Did I doubt that this person was talking to somebody else? Was I completely clueless about this man being fine as hell and successful mm-hmm. and all of that? No. Was I single and was he in a position where mm-hmm. he felt like he could date me? If he decided that he wants to move forward with somebody else and make it really, really official, I gotta be a big girl and say what we had didn't work out. I'm a fine, beautiful, mm-hmm, successful, right. yeah. talented. It's when miss one, next one, you know, next.
But I think it's a little bit deeper than that. Mm-hmm. I think it's more like we've been friends for so many years, we've been fucking for so many years, we've been low key dating for so many years.
So why would you throw me under the bus on TV?
And because I'm your friend.
I'm an active person. I'm counteracting Kat. I'm Ryan.
Right.
We've been doing this shit for so long. We've been friends for so long. You knew my decision. It was obvious. But him going back and forth with her, trying to get with her, was not an everybody issue. It was not right. a Rachel issue. Right. She right. should have said, Ryan, what the fuck are you doing? I don't want it. Right. If she didn't want it, she would have never let him eat right. her pussy again. Mm-hmm.
So I guess we won't know until
we don't really know.
We don't know.
Shit is yeah. real.
I look at it like, we don't know, and the only person who could tell us is Kat. Mm-hmm. And I remember when Kat first came here, she was very open and candid. Mm-hmm. She was like, shit happened, and this is what it is. So I think we need to either get them back, or Kat needs to come and tell us more of it.
I want her to come back
to tell us what, mm-hmm. like, what's the
give us the real tea.
To Ryan says there's a timeline. Mm-hmm. He didn't tell us what the timeline was, but according to him, there's a timeline.
Ryan's story all over the place. Kat's story is consistent.
Ryan's
but it keeps
a Gemini.
Getting a little yeah, right? more. Kat's story has been consistent, but it keeps getting a little more and more vicious.
I just
the
think
more
that
he this... lies, the madder she gets, and yeah. the more mm-hmm. she reacts.
I just mm-hmm. think there's some
he's
things...
the one that's lying.
I really feel like it was just a really close, like, overlap.
Yes.
Like, he's like, okay, I'm going to either go this way or that way. I don't really think it was, like, cheating per se.
I know this our homeboy. We all watch a TV show.
No, really. I just feel like it was a really close, the time frame is really close, but I don't think he was officially back with Rachel. I do believe Rachel was in the picture.
They was dating and all that shit at the top of the season.
I think, this is what I think.
They was together.
I think that... He was trying to lure Rachel.
With him.
I think he was trying to lure Rachel back in, and he was still fucking with Kat. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think Rachel gave him a little insight, and they started kicking it. But I mm-hmm. think at the same time, he was still kicking it with Kat. I don't think he went in like, I'm cheating. I think he was kicking it with the
boyfriend.
You can
only kick it but so much when somebody lives in a whole other country.
But Rachel is who he wants to be with, mm-hmm. and I think to him, he was like, fuck, I gotta let Kat go because I want to be with Rachel.
Right.
And I think that's what it was. But I think him and Kat were really serious.
Yeah.
But I think as a man... Which I don't think he did, but I think he had to be the person to be like,
"This is such
baby
a good
girl."
Debate.
And I don't think he manned up and did that. And I think he kind of let her on. This mm-hmm. is crazy.
Yeah, I think he did lead her on a little bit.
I think he did.
But for him, technically, and how men do, like, but yes. I wasn't really with you. And he's going to play that card to the end of it.
He could not believe it. He could not that she drugged their personal shit into mm-hmm. some TV mm-hmm. shit.
Ryan, Kat, we need you back. Charmaine, we just want you to come back.
I mean, y'all don't have to come at the same time. That may not be good. But we would love to have both of you
next
guys back.
But until next time, we have to wrap. The tension is thick. We're going to pick up right where we left off. You guys, I am Carmelita Simone. You can find me on Instagram at king_karma_.
And I'm Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
And I'm stressed out. But you guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. Because I can't deal.
We'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.